Sort of at the edge of the stand here, so he's going to get five or six steps and then launches a long ball back under the penalty spot. Gilchrist with a flick on, and then it's a touch from Owen Toole. It's a very fortuitous touch from Owen Toole. He touches the ball past Tadhg Ryan. I was just chatting about a goal that needed to come before half time. Derry have broken the deadlock. It's Derry City 1, Cork City 0.
It was a long throw. I mean, Derry had very few problems for Cork from open play. The long throw came in, Gilchrist went up for a challenge, and it just went dropped through.
Ball's back with O'Brien. O'Brien goes the whole way back to Tadhg Ryan. He's immediately closed down by Kieran Harkin, but he bundles it out this time to Conor McCormick. McCormick's giving it away cheaply, and Junior O'Gady can pick things up. Gives it infield to Junior O'Gady with a lovely touch from Kieran Harkin. Manages to put the ball past the outstretched hand of Tadhg Ryan. I was trying to get my words together there, but it's Derry City 2, Cork City 0.
Well, again, Ryan, they play the ball out to Conor McCormick, 20 yards from his own net. Doesn't look, gives a slack pass. O'Gady plays a 1-2 with Kieran Hart.
Well, Barry McNamee is the desired free kick taker. Barry, of course, wearing the captain's armband for Derry City tonight. Number 25 on his back. He's just putting the hand up a signal from the right hand. Plays it on the penalty spot. Junior O'Gady with a flashing header. Oh, and it's bounded. It's rebounded off Owen Toole for his second goal. D shakes his head. It's no goal, D said. The referee has pointed out, so it was Junior O'Gady with the flashing header. Tadhg Ryan managed to make the save, and he just pushed it under the path of the advancing Owen Toole. The ball is bundled under the net. Derry City 3, Cork City 0.
Well, we think it was Owen Toole that got the deflection. Some people are saying it's their own
but
goal.
But they just died a death.
Well, I think at that stage, they wouldn't say they were playing brilliantly. I think there was...
Mickey McCrudden to Junior O'Gady! Oh, with a lovely shot! The keeper thought he was going to go to his right. He opted for the left. Put it under the bottom corner. Declan Devine shakes his head. And he just accepts the fact that this was a one-way traffic. It might have been a tale of two cities, but Derry City will be grabbing all the headlines tonight. Well, Derry City 4, Cork City 0.
McCrudden just flicked the ball in his path. And Junior O'Gady put it...
Derek Tomney can't blow the whistle quick enough for these Cork City players. Every one of them now just sort of looked dejected. And with that, Derek Tomney puts the whistle to his lips. The two managers exchange pleasantries inside the technical area. But it's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 4, Cork City 0.
Kevin, a massive 3 points in that chase for that European spot.
Brilliant, Paddy. Hey, but as I said there before in a couple of interviews, it's four big games now. Can't get too high tonight. It's our game in hand. We've gone on to third with four games remaining. The big thing for me, and I keep saying it, and I'm going to echo it again, we asked the back five to be really manly tonight and give the attacking players a platform to go and score goals, and they've done that. They've done that more. Hey, Owen Toole's really coming on his own. Ali Gilchrist is playing brilliant. Kieran Call's been class. Peter Cherry, no, don't like the single out boys, but at this stage of season, if you're keeping clean sheets and you're fighting for every point, hey, and no, it could be a special year, but listen, there's four big games coming up, and we want to keep driving it on.
Coach, you named two players there, Owen Toole, Ali Gilchrist. What a partnership, Kevin, they've formed over this last while.
They've been brilliant, hey, and astounding friendships and what they've bought into the whole culture of the club and what Derry City and the public and the paying supporters want from them. And they've given everything themselves every game, and they're only going to get better because they're young men. And listen, hopefully it's a strong partnership moving forward, and we're delighted with 3 points tonight, and that's all we have to do. We have to get back to work. We'll come and recover tomorrow, get a bit of work done. My boys didn't play, and we have to go to work on Monday again because we have a massive game in Dundalk.
Of course, a lot of local talent on display there. You know, Jack Malone, wee Jackie, you've Parky, and of course an R1 tonight, Ronan Boyce. Come in there,
Ronan Boyce just lives around the corner from Barry McNamee. We felt when we came in we wanted to try and get an identity back in the place, and that's by promoting your own young players, giving them a platform to go play, but also buying in, they're working. I think we've all worked really hard this year, and Ronan Boyce has got an under-19 international call-up because of it, and we felt tonight was the right night to introduce him to our home supporters, and if he keeps working hard, he could be a great player for this club. But listen, he's done brilliant. He'll come again, and hopefully there's a lot more to see from him.
Of course, you brought on a lot of players at the start of the season, Kevin. Could you imagine sitting tonight 51 points at this stage of the season and that chase for Europe?
Listen, so far it's good, but you want to stay driven and stay focused. We don't want to take too many passes in the back because there's four games to go, Paddy. Hopefully I'm standing here end of next month and you're going, what a season, you're in Europe. That's basically our drive, we've all spoke about it. We're driving it on to try and finish third place, and if we do that, I'm sure it will be a great season, but not to take pats in the back, maybe, because there's four games to go and we have to stay focused and get our job done.
Of course, next up is the old foe, Dundalk. You've had some pretty feisty encounters over the last while against them, and probably another one next week.
Great games. Next Friday night, wouldn't it be great if we could take a massive Derry support down with us? Because we are fighting here, we're fighting to try and get this great club back into Europe. That's not to be snarled at or anything, so I'm sure the fans have really enjoyed the games here against Dundalk, so let's all get on our buses and get the buses back in Derry and get down the road and
turn
watch.
Turn the lights out and the way out.
Turn the lights out and the way out. Let's all get down to Dundalk next Friday and enjoy another hopefully great game, and hopefully we can come out the right end of the result. But there's a big push needed now, and we need our supporters. They've been class all year, hey, and wouldn't it be great now in these next couple of away games with Dundalk and Sligo, not too far of a journey. Nope. So come follow us and come cheer us on, and we'll give you everything again. Just that's all we can promise.
Thank you, Ken.